USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
After 3 days of staying quiet and receiving criticism from lawmakers on Capitol Hill, Attorney General Merrick Garland says a warrant was produced on Monday's federal raid of former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago residence, in which 15 boxes of documents were reportedly taken.
Copies of both the warrant and the FBI property receipt were provided on the day of the search to the former president's counsel, who was on site during the search. The search warrant was authorized by a federal court upon the required finding of probable cause.
The number of initial jobless claims is up. The newest report from the Labor Department shows the week ending August 6 saw 262,000 initial claims filed. That's up from 248,000 the previous week. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You ever make a change and then think, why didn't I do this years ago? Well, that's how people feel about switching to MediShare for their health care, especially now with inflation the way it is. People are very happy with the savings. Most families save about $500 a month when they switch. It's a huge help when prices are going up so fast in so many other areas. And MediShare's customer satisfaction rate is double that of health insurance. It's just a different experience, and people really like that. MediShare is an alternative to health insurance. It's a community of Christians who share each other's health care bills, and it's been going strong for over 25 years. It really is the gold standard, the most trusted name in health care sharing. Find out why people love it. Find out why they rave about the customer service, and find out how good it feels to save some money right now. They're super easy to talk to. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
Senator Kennedy has called out the DOJ.
Senator John Kennedy on Fox News Thursday morning is calling out the FBI and the Department of Justice for the appearance of weaponizing the judicial branch of government against their political opponents.
The FBI raid, unprecedented. Only Ray and Garland can clear it up. But there are millions and millions of Americans that are looking at this situation and saying it's personal. And the FBI and the Department of Justice are going to give Trump a fair and impartial firing squad. They're shooting themselves in the foot. And Director Ray and Attorney General Garland, it looks like they just overreacted, and they need to clear it up, and they need to do it this afternoon, and they need to do it in the longest press conference that God ever put breath in.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream, or search your favorite podcast app.
Muriel Bowser wrote a letter to Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin requesting for the second time that 150 D.C. National Guard members be deployed to the nation's capital to assist with the arrival of migrants. Thousands of migrants, some of whom have been bused from Texas and Arizona, have arrived in Washington, D.C. in recent months. Bowser's requested activation of the National Guard last month, but the Pentagon denied her on August 5th. In the new letter, Bowser clarified that the city would only need the National Guard for, quote, logistical support for a period of 90 days, at which point the situation could be reassessed. Three people are dead after a house exploded in southern Indiana. Officials have confirmed dozens of firefighters responded to the scene after a blast had occurred. The home where the explosion occurred was destroyed, and 39 other structures were damaged severely. The cause of the explosion is currently under investigation. A 3-month-old baby has died after being left in a hot car in Washington, D.C. Authorities have confirmed this makes the 15th child to die from a hot car in the U.S. so far this year, according to the national nonprofit KidsAndCars.org. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.